And I want to talk about tonight, love revealed to bring good news. If you saw the news today, 643,000 students were out of school today simply because they received a threat in Los Angeles. Over 1,200 schools were closed today because of this hoax. They found out it's a hoax. It was a hoax. It found out that, you know, it was not real. And it's amazing we live in a world, amen, of bad news. We live in a world where when you turn the television on, from the weatherman, amen, to even the commercials sometimes, it's bad news, amen. And so it's amazing because when God revealed his love, he revealed his love so that he would bring good news and great joy, amen. And so today, I want to talk about love revealed to bring good news. Amen. Why don't we stand for the reading of God's word? And I'm going to read from Luke chapter 2. Amen. Luke chapter 2. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 8. Luke chapter 2 and verse 8. I'm not sure if you've seen this before. I'm sure you have. Amen. But it's good news. Amen. It's good news. Look, God sent us. Isn't that awesome? God sent us what? Good news. Couldn't you use some good news tonight? Come on, somebody. Couldn't you use some, amen, amen. In spite of what you're going through, you get some good news. Amen. It says, in the same region, there were some shepherds staying out in the fields. It's amazing where God will bring the good news. That's what I want to talk about, my first point. Amen. Where he'll bring the good news. It says, they were staying out in the fields and keeping watch over their flock by night. In other words, they were at work. They were working the night shift. And an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terribly frightened. But the angel of the Lord said to them, do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news. Come on, somebody. Of what? Great joy, which will be not just for you, not just for a select few people, but for all the people. Why? For today in the city of David, there has been born for you a Savior who is the Christ, who is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign for you, and you will find a baby wrapped in cloths and laying where? In a manger. And suddenly there appeared with the angel a multitude of heavenly what? This is why I said tonight we got to praise him for his birth. See, when you're getting good news, you're supposed to, amen, get happy. When you hear good news, you're supposed to rejoice. The text says, and the multitude of heavenly hosts praising, saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom he is pleased. Love revealed. Amen. To bring good news. Let us pray. Father, we thank you so much for your grace and mercy. Thank you for this series. Lord, it's been such an awesome season. First of all, to acknowledge you every Sunday, every Tuesday, to present to you, God, drama ministry, praise dance, Father God. Lord, and even tonight, as Satan tried to distract us and deter us, tonight, we just ask tonight that you would be pleased, Father God, with what we have left to offer you. So tonight, I'm praying in the name of Jesus that your power and presence would fill this place. Thank you for those that are here, those that decided to come, those who decided to be here tonight, Lord, who decided on fellowship. And we know that in order to have a relationship with you, we need fellowship, Father God. So tonight, as we come into your presence, you be glorified with what we have to offer you tonight. We love you, Lord. We praise you and we magnify you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And thank God. Give God a praise, y'all. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of God. I'm not going to hold you long tonight. I want to get into our candlelight service and amen. Sing Silent Night and amen. Holy Night. Something that I really want to do tonight, amen, to glorify my Father in heaven, amen. And so I said to you today that bad news travels fast. It's amazing how we can react to certain things that we hear, news that we hear. And we find that in our society today, it seems like we need some good news. It seems that, you know, every now and then you ought to look at your life and say, man, is it everything that I hear, is it negative? You know, is it always got to be, you ever been there? Everything you've heard is bad news. Everything you've ever heard or in certain periods of your life, you know, it's bad news all the time. Amen. Nothing positive. And it's amazing because even today with 643,000 students affected, amen, by this one hoax. The news report said it was a hoax. It was an email that was sent to certain school board members, amen, stating that there will be guns and pistols and they're going to come in and kill the students in the schools. And, you know, and we live in a time where good news seems, amen, to not even be in existence. And it's just like what we talked about at the beginning of this series about justice. But God knew at this particular time, at this particular period of time, that man was experiencing the same thing then he was experiencing that we're experiencing now. That people were without hope. That this world was without a savior. That something needed to change. Don't you think sometimes that maybe in your life something needs to change? That there has to be some positive thing, amen, that needs to be revealed to you, amen, in your life, amen, that would bring about hope in your life. And it's amazing because God knew what we needed. The Bible says that here we find in this particular passage, Luke writes about, amen, about the birth of Jesus. And he writes and he tells us that he was born in a manger. Yeah. We found out one thing about our Savior, that there was no room for him. Amen. In verse 7 it says, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and she wrapped him in cloths and laid him in a manger. You see, our Savior did not come, he was not born in a palace, even though he was a king. Come on, somebody. He did not receive royal treatment, even though he was a king. You see, because God knows that, amen, that, you know, he came to save common people like you and I. And we find that he was born in a manger because the text says, because there was no room for them in the inn. They could not even make room, amen, in their lives for Jesus. Oftentimes, that's probably what happens to us, amen. Sometimes with the busyness of the Christmas season and the busyness of holidays and things like that, my question tonight is, have you made room in your life for Jesus? Have you made room for him, amen, in all of your shopping, in all of your preparing? Have you made room for him, amen, at the tree? Do I have anybody? And what we find here in the passage, it says at the same time there was something else going on. And these shepherds, they were out there in the workplace. It's amazing that God, amen, the amazing news of his birth of the Savior was not reserved for the palace, but for the field. Amen. It's amazing that God revealed his love to common man. Look at the text. The text says in verse 8, in the same reason there was some what? Shepherds. May I say this to you tonight? God will reveal his love to common people. God will reveal his love and reveal good news to people like you and I. People who can appreciate or people who need good news. Do I have anybody? You see, these shepherds were what were called, they were called outcasts. The shepherds were considered as defiant people, that they lived out in the field. I'm going somewhere with this. Listen, they got away from secular life and they chose to live out there with the sheep. Do I have anybody? It's amazing how God will reveal his love and bring his love to us through good news, but it's amazing who he will reveal it to. May I ask you a question tonight? Has he revealed his love to you tonight? Amen. You see, common people, amen, can get a grasp of this. Amen. He says the shepherds were staying out in the field. Look what they were doing. The Bible says they were keeping watch over their flock by night. So it's amazing that God could have revealed the coming of his son, amen, to prestigious people, to people of importance, to people who, amen, who had it together, to religious people, to people who were, amen, high on the food chain. But he did not do that. God revealed his love by good news to common people. That's my first point. God revealed his love, amen, to good news to common people. Amen. Like you and I. You see, it doesn't take a rocket science to understand what good news is. But what I say to you tonight is that God wants you and I to understand this, that no matter where you are in life, amen, he will continue to reveal his love to you, amen, by sending good news. Thank God that he knows where to meet you. He met them. Ask you a question. Where did you get your good news? Where did God reveal his love to you? Amen. Were you at work? Were you at the lowest point in your life? Were you going through the storm and the rain? Thank God that he revealed his love to common men sitting outside working the night shift. Do I have anybody? The text says that they were keeping watch over the flock by night. The one thing about a shepherd, amen, he would stay awake. Why would he stay awake? Because he wanted to make sure that the top priority for him was the sheep. It's amazing that God revealed his love first to the men. Come on, somebody. Common men sitting out here working in the field. May I say this to you? Don't limit Jesus in your public life. Let him overflow at your job. Let him show up with you. Come on, somebody, in the parking lot. Let him show up at the drive-thru. Let him show up with you wherever you go. God, listen, where did God reveal himself to you? Where was it? When was it? And how did he come to you? You ever notice that he didn't come with this fireworks and sparks? He just revealed himself to you right there when you were in the middle of doing whatever you were doing, or you were sick and tired of being sick and tired, or you were just at the lowest point in your life and you just said, man, I can do bad by myself. Amen. Listen, I don't need no man to help me. I don't need no woman to help me. But guess what? God showed up right then and there and he brought you good news. The greatest news that you and I have ever heard is that Jesus died for me. Come on, somebody. God revealed his love to common men. But here's the thing. Here's what happens sometimes when you receive what I call divine revelation. Fear can set in. And doubt can set in right after. And the text says in verse 9, an angel. God had, you ever notice, surrounding around Jesus' birth? he had what I said, what I call, he sent he will send his good news through a messenger. Come on, somebody. All through the birth event, right? With his father, with our granddaddy. Amen. We talked about that on Sunday, right? Amen. With Joseph. He sent an angel. He said, don't be afraid, Joseph. The woman who's your wife who's pregnant, guess what? She conceived a child by way of the Holy Spirit. So you can calm down. I sent you a divine messenger. May I say this to you? When God sends you good news, he will send it through a divine messenger. You know why? Because it is a divine message. Do I have anybody? Good news from God is a divine message. Are you with me? Look what the text says. And an angel of the Lord suddenly stood before them. But here's the thing that comes with that. He says, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terribly frightened. In other words, amen, the glory of God. Now, whenever you receive good news, come on, somebody. Whenever you receive good news, sometimes because you've been hearing bad news for so long, it will scare the world out of you. Here's how you know it's good news. When you can experience the glory of God when you get the message. Do I have somebody? You're not just saying amen just to say amen tonight, but you feel the presence of God. You feel the glory of God. You feel the Shekinah glory filling the temple. And remember, no matter what, listen, God will show up at the club. Take you right out that club. Amen. Scare the world out of you. How many were scared when he showed up in your life? Come on, have you seen, you see the picture? Listen, you know you wasn't supposed to be doing that, but he showed up and he scared the world out of you. You said, shoot, I ain't going back to the world. The world and got scared out of me. Do I have anybody? They're like, man, hold on a minute, hold on a minute, hold on a minute. I know what we're doing. Listen, it's midnight. We out here by ourselves. You never notice God will show up late. Amen. Late at night. Amen. And watch this. The text says the angel came, and watch this. The glory of the Lord shone all around them. You know, the glory of God brings comfort. But the glory of God brings confirmation that the news that you're about to receive is from God and not from Satan. Woo! I wish I had somebody. And oftentimes you got to be careful because Satan will disguise himself as the angel of light and trying to get glory from God. Are you with me? Watch the text. Text says they were frightened. But verse 10 says, but the angel said to them, this seemed like a very familiar phrase, right? Don't be afraid, Joseph. The woman who you found with child, amen, was found by the Holy Spirit. But it's amazing these events around Jesus' birth brings good news, but with the good news comes a little distortion. With the good news comes, amen, a little doubt. With the good news, see, when you've been hearing bad news all your life, come on, somebody. And when you finally run into the real thing, come on, somebody. Listen, I want to tell you something. Don't mess up and miss the message because maybe you've been doubting, amen, that because you've been listening to so much stuff, so much junk for so long that you deny the real message. God had to divinely intervene. Watch this, and touch and speak a divine word to these men so that they would understand what was going on. In the middle of the night sometimes, God will wake you up. Come on, somebody. And he'll tell you, baby, you know what you're supposed to be doing. Notice I said supposed to be doing. That's Ebonics. Amen. And listen, you know what you're supposed to be doing, but you know you're not doing what you should be doing, and you better take that as a divine message. May I say this to you? When God reveals, listen, when God reveals he loves you, so he reveals that love through good news. God will not leave us in the unknown, but he will reveal to us how much he loves us by correcting us. Come on, somebody. Are you with me? See, sometimes good news is a correction. Amen. Good news is a confirmation. Good news, amen, is a promise. Good news, hallelujah, is a commitment. Do I have anybody? Good news can bring you through. Come on, somebody. Somebody here tonight, you need some good news in your finances. You need some good news in your health. You need some good news in your mindset. Amen. And I want to tell you something. God says, I've already revealed that to you. All right. Amen. I know you're looking, but I've already revealed it to you. Watch what it says. Watch what he says. The text says, but the angel said to him, don't be afraid. For behold, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. It had been over 2,000 years. And that word, good news, is where we get the word euangelion. And that word, euangelion, means to preach. Are you with me? You see, God knows what you need when you need it. I wish I had somebody. I thank God that here's another name for Jesus. The Bible says, the angel said, here I bring you good news. I know that this season is all about gifts. Amen. And what we've learned throughout our drama ministry, amen, this season. But I thank God today that the good news is that Jesus is the reason for this season. I thank God today that I understand now that good news is really great news, because he is, hallelujah, the greatest thing that ever lived on planet Earth. Do I have anybody today? Thank God for good news. Anybody here know about good news? I want to say good news, Jesus. Do I have anybody? You see, they had been sitting out in this wilderness, in this field, for so long, hoping and wishing and praying that something good would come along. What about you today? You've been hoping and wishing that you would hear some good news. Tonight, I want to declare to you that I have some good news for you. The good news is that Jesus was born on Christmas Day. The good news is he came as a sinless man. The good news is that he came to die for you and me. Thank God today that I was in sin and going to hell. But thank God that he sent us some good news. Thank God that he revealed his love by sending the good news. Are you with me? Look what the text says. He said, not only do I bring you good news. See, I got happy on the good news. But he says, of great joy. I'm going somewhere. That's why I said tonight, I just think that we should be a little bit more joyous. I know we probably expected more people. I know we probably, amen, was looking for something else. But I want to tell you tonight, it doesn't take much for me to have joy. Because my joy is not predicated on my circumstance. My joy is put, watch this, is placed upon the good news. Now that I have the good news, here's what I got. I got joy. He says, I bring you good news, watch this, of good joy. For what? For all people. So here's the thing. This news is not just for you, but it's for everybody. And I pray that this season that we would bring that news to all people. That Christ was born on Christmas Day. That no, it's not Happy Holiday. It's not Xmas. It's Christmas. No, it's not about How much time you spend in the store figuring out which gift would work for this person or that person. The gift that we have this season is Jesus. We celebrate him. We worship him. These shepherds were perplexed. But the angels said, I bring you good news of great joy. Listen, may I say something to you? That new watch ain't gonna get you joy. That new car ain't gonna get you joy. Because you're gonna have to pay for that car come January 2. That furniture you bought, that apartment you just got, whatever it may be, if that's the only good news you got in your life, something is wrong. Good news. You on Gilead, Jesus. Call his name, y'all. Call his name. Jesus. Jesus. When I'm going through, I need some good news right now. Anybody need some good news? Jesus. He brings you joy. He says, which will be for who? All people. Listen, God's news doesn't discriminate. You ever notice bad news doesn't discriminate? Good news doesn't discriminate, and great joy. God wants to give us great joy. Can I ask you something? Where are you finding your joy? Is it because you've heard of the good news? Verse 11 says, here's the good news, man. For today. Today. I wish I had you. Today. After 2,000 years of waiting, there was what's called the intertestamental period. From the Old Testament to the New Testament, there was 400 years of silence. In between those years, there was no nothing, no God, no noise, no nothing from God. He was working, but you couldn't hear from him. But today, ooh, I got some good news for you. I got some good news for you today. Today, in this city, the city of David, what's going on? There has been born. Ooh. Look what he says, though. Look what he says, though. He didn't say there was just a child born, but look what the text says. You got to look at the text. The text says, for you. Listen, this for you. Let me say this to you. God revealed his love to bring good news just for you. Just for you. Turn to your neighbor and say, just for you. He did it just for you. And listen, his name, the news about him should bring you joy. Tonight, as we light these candles, I want to remember him. I want to have joy as I light these candles tonight, as we remember him and how awesome he is and how wonderful he's been to us in 12 months. He has changed our lives. He has changed my life this year. All year long. All the things I've been through this year, from accidents to trials to disappointment to losing a child to all kinds of stuff. But tonight, I declare, I got good news. I got joy in spite of. Got joy. It's bad tonight. Everything isn't okay. But I still got joy. Still got joy, y'all. Why do I have joy? Because God revealed his love by sending me good news. Thank you, Lord, for good news. Thank you, Lord, that I'm going to focus on the good things of this season. People, do you know December is the month that more suicide More people are killing themselves today because they are depressed, because they can't get their child this, they can't get their child that, and they want to end it all. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you that the Savior came. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The text says, for today in that city, there has been born a Savior. You notice what he said? He says he's a Savior. Here's the good news. I needed saving. Here's the good news. I needed what? Saving. I needed to be saved from sin. I needed to be delivered from my sins that I had committed. I needed a Savior to rescue me from a life of sin. I was hopeless and headed to hell. But thank God that the good news is I don't have to spend eternity in hell. Thank God that my Savior came when he said he was going to come. So not only is it good news, but it's reliable news. Not only is it reliable news, but listen, it's news that you can stand on and you can live on for the rest of your life. Do I have anybody as I go to my seat? He says, not only is he your Savior, he says, who is the Christ? The word Christ is where we get the word Christos. The word Christos means the anointed one, the Messiah that Israel had been waiting on. And even with good news, not everybody believed the news. There are a lot of Jewish people that denied that Jesus was the Messiah. Thank God that he predicted that the Messiah was going to come. Thank God that I understand that he is Christos. He says he is your Savior. Christ is. Who is Christ? The Lord. Do I have anybody here today? The word Lord there means where we get the word Kurios. So we have Christos Kurios is what he is. He is the Messiah and he is the Master. That's what Kurios means. Who is your master today? I've got a question for you. Who is ruling your life today? I hope with the good news that you understand that it should be Jesus. Thank God that he came and they wrapped him in cloth and they laid him in a manger. Thank God that the Bible says that when the wise men came and when the shepherds came, they recognized that it was nobody but Jesus. Do I have anybody here tonight who can testify that you've met that Jesus? Do you know him today and have you tried him tonight? I know him to be my Lord and my Savior. Somebody here, you may know him as Jehovah Nissi, my banner. Somebody here tonight, you may know him as Jehovah Raha, my shepherd. Somebody here tonight, you may know him as Jehovah Tiskanu, my righteousness. Somebody here tonight, you may know him as Jehovah Jireh, because he does provide for you. Somebody here today, you know him as a wheel in the middle of a wheel. Somebody here today, you know him as Alpha and Omega. Somebody here today, you know him as your Avenger. Somebody here tonight, you know him as El Elyon. That is the God of Most High. Somebody here today, you know him as El Elom, the God that is eternal. Thank God today that I know him as my Christos. I know him as my Kurios. He hung, bled, and died died on Calvary for my sins. I thank God tonight that I celebrate the good news that I've heard. Do you know him today? Have you tried him today? Is he all right today? Say yeah. Is he all right to you? Say yeah. Do you know him today? Have you tried him? Is he all right? If he's been good to you, why don't you stand to your feet and tell the Lord thank you. Thank you for 12 months. I've had some ups. I've had some downs. I've had some in-betweens. I've been up and I've been down. But thank God today that you brought me through. It was nobody. I said nobody. Nobody, nobody, nobody but Jesus. Jesus, Mary's baby. Born in a manger, didn't have room for him. But thank God today that he saved my soul. Say yeah, say yeah, say yeah, say yeah. Woke me up this morning, started me on my way, put food on my table, clothes on my back. I know him. Do you know him? Give God a praise. Give God a praise. They hung him high, dropped him low, put him in a borrowed tomb. But early, somebody ought to speak with me. Early, the third day morning, he got up with all power in his hands. Do you know him today? Do you know him? Love revealed. Good news. Come on, let's praise him. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. When I wanted to give up, you helped me to hold on. You helped me to keep going. Thank God tonight that I've been down. I've been out. Folk gave up on me. But thank God tonight that you saved my soul. Thank God tonight that you made me whole. Thank God tonight when friends left me, when family left me, God stood with me and he gave me the good news. The good news. The good news. I got joy. I got joy. I got joy. I got joy. Do you have joy? I got joy. Joy on the inside. He been too good to me. He been better to me than I've been to myself. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He's been good, y'all. Good news. Just a common man sitting in the field. And he brought me good news. And he told me it's going to be all right. I'm going to change your life. I'm going to make you whole. If you just trust me. That's where I came from. And all of us came out of that field. We were just sitting there doing life. Don't regret serving him, though. Don't regret committing your life to him. God loves you. And he loves you so much that if he has to send you a divine message to get your attention, he'll do it. He knows how much we doubt. Sometimes it's too good to be true. But thank God for the good news. Let's give God a hand clap of praise.